Deliverance.
Fill us with you. Fill us with you. Fill us with your love, Lord. Fill us with your peace, Lord. Fill us with your hope, Lord. Fill us with your love, oh God. We love you. This is to you, Lord. We love you. Fill us with your peace, Lord. Fill us with your joy, Lord. Fill us with your love, oh God. We need you. Fill our cup. We need you. Till our cups are overflowing. Fill us with your peace, Lord. Fill us with your joy, Lord. Fill us with your love, oh God. We need your presence, Lord. 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 Fill us with your love, oh God.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you're a good, kind, merciful, loving God. There's no other God like you, Lord God. You are the only one true living God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace each day, Lord God, for the things that you do for us, Lord God, that you're just so good to us, Lord God, better than we could ever be to ourselves. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We give you worship. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you forgive us for anything that we've done, anything during the day, Lord God, anything in the past, Lord God, even things in the future that we will do that will put us out of righteousness with you, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. We repent of every sin, Lord God, sins of thoughts, Lord God, sins of action, Lord God, our words, Lord God, anything, Lord God, anything at all. We just ask that you forgive us, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you take complete control now tonight over this call, Lord God. Let nothing be said that you would not say to us yourselves, Lord God. We ask that you put the right words in Elder Joseph's mouth, Lord God, that you give them to us, Lord God, that we may hear them clearly, Lord God, that our ears will not be stopped up, our minds will not be stopped, and our hearts will be turned towards you, Lord God. All of this we ask in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
From Salvation in Faith. To everyone in your house, good day. We are Christians, and having accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are teachers of the gospel of Jesus. The purpose of this letter is not to get you to come to our church. Rather, it is to provide you with an opportunity to develop a personal learning environment that will help you gain a greater understanding of the Word of God. When Jesus returns, are you going to meet him in the clouds? Is he going to know you? Is it your desire to improve your relationship with God? Do you dream? Do you understand your dreams? God loves you. He wants a personal relationship with you because he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. You can be a whosoever by accepting Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Ask Him now to enter your heart, your life. Accept that God has forgiven all your sins. Thank Jesus for His obedience and sacrifice, which washed away your sins and gained life eternal for you. Ask Him for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Holy Trinity that is God. For by accepting Christ Jesus into your life and submitting to God, you will be led by the Holy Spirit from this time forward, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Salvation is a gift from God. As we live this life and experience trials and tribulations, this gift brings hope. Hope that when all is said and done, we have life eternal with our God. This gift from God is bound to our faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Your faith is the substance of your salvation. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Salvation denotes a material and temporal deliverance from danger and apprehension. And that's taken from Strong's number 4991. With temporal meaning A, of or relating to time as opposed to eternity, and B, of or relating to earthly life, according to Merriam-Webster's Dictionary Online. Acts 4, verse 12 states, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This gift given by God is yours when you repent, accept Christ Jesus as Lord, and maintain godliness in your life. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slack, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye be in all holy conversation and godliness? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 through 11. And then 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 through 15 says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. The word of God is eloquent, poetic even, yet simply, God is love. He created us out of love. We are to have a relationship with Him out of love for Him. Romans 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. The tests, the trials, the tribulation that we experience combined with everything else we bring to relationships and produce victory through faith in Jesus. Let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee, and let such as love Thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Psalm 70, verse 4. One last word. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Time is natural. It does not exist in eternity. time is running out. God loves you. He wants a personal relationship with you because he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3, verse 16 through 17. You can be a whosoever by accepting Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Ask him now to enter into your heart, your life. Accept that God has forgiven all your sins. Thank Jesus for his obedience and sacrifice, which washed away your sins and gave you life eternal. Ask him for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Holy Trinity, that is God. For by accepting Christ Jesus into your life and submission to God, you will be led by the Holy Spirit from this time forward. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks today. Father God, we thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for health and we thank you for strength. Father God, we thank you for all that you have done for us, Father God. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for protecting us. Father God, we thank you for wisdom and we thank you for understanding. We thank you in the name of Jesus for this privilege, Father God, that we can come together through this medium to discuss the things of you and to gain more revelation knowledge. Father, first of all, we come and we repent before you of whatever sins we might have committed against you in thought, word, and in deed. Father God, and we ask you in the name of Jesus to open our eyes that we can see you more clearly, Father God. We can love you more dearly and follow you more nearly. Open our eyes, Father God, that we can behold all the wondrous things out of your law. As we continue to read and study, Father God, through the Holy Spirit, open our understanding that we can see exactly what you're showing us and we can see exactly what you want us to know and understand. The things that we are supposed to know, Father God, to walk this walk and to talk this talk. Father God, we want to walk uprightly before you and to do all the things that are righteous in your sight. And we cannot do it by ourselves, Father God, but it's only with you, only through you and by you, Father God. The word said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So I ask you today for a double portion of the unction of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Let it come upon us like a bolt of lightning and let things begin to happen that we've never seen before. Father God, open our eyes. Open our eyes, Father God, that we can see clearly. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, to bless the teachers. Father God, give them more understanding and more revelation knowledge that they in turn can come and impart the knowledge to us. Father God, as we continue to do research, to look into your Bible and to learn more of you, Father God, open our eyes that we can stumble on the things that are necessary for us to know. Things that we can understand, knowledge that we can gain, that we can impart to others in this group in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we know that as we leave here, we're not going from your presence. I ask you that to continue to let the Holy Spirit go before us and to prepare the way, Father God, and show us things that we've never seen before. Open our eyes as we belong with you. Look neither right nor left, but we will keep our eyes on you, Father God, that we will focus on you, because you are the source of our strength and you are the strength of our lives. You are the hill from whence cometh our help, Father God. We know that all of our help comes from you. Help us, Father God, that we will continue to walk in your way. Show us your way that we may know you. Show us your way that we may walk with you, Father God, so that in time, Father God, we would be able to be with you wherever you are, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, we give you praise and we give you thanks. Take all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Everyone,
thank you for
blessed
that
day. We'll talk to you next week.